We are learning Maseches Yuma Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we're beginning on top of the Amud. We just mentioned one of the foods that a Zov should not eat, Bimei B'dikasa, which means in Shiva Nekiyim, is the Gargar plant, which is called the Racket plant, because that's Mar B'zera. So Gemara wants to mention that. Gemara wants to mention a drasha about that. It says in the Pasuk, this is in the days of Elisha, where there was a hunger, and it says, Yatsa Echad Al Asada Lukot Eres, he went outside to the Lakit Eres to go collect this plant. Well, the Maisi didn't find it. It says in the Pasuk, Vayimsi Gefen Sada, he found something else, and he brought it in, and that was poisonous. Akuponim, he went to be Malakit Eres. So you see, Gargar plant is called Eres. Tanam Shvei Derameya, Zeh Gargar, that's the Racket plant, it's called Eres. Now why is it called Eres? Why is it called light? Because it lights up the eyes. It's very good for your eyesight. It's good, like, you know, some people say carrots are good. So racket plants is very good for your eyes. Om Rav Huna, Gargar, this plant, if you could eat it. And that will help you improve your eyesight. Malav, but if it's too hard to eat or too bitter to eat, Mavira Gabi Eno, just put it on your eyes, that will work also. Omra Papa, the Gargira Matsurana. The Gargira Matsurana, that's the ones that grow on the border. That is a very strong plant, and that's good for your eyes, and that's also an example of something you can't eat because it's so strong that you can't even eat it. So those ones that grow on the border, means there's no other plants around it, it has a certain strength, and those are very good for your eyes, but on the other hand, you can't eat it because it's too hard. Omra Gidol Omarab, Achsanoi, if someone's a guest, Lo yoichal beitzim, should not eat eggs, because eggs are marba zera, he might come lidei keri, and that will be a genai, he'll be embarrassed from his host. Lo yosham talisha b'abayis, and our halacha is he shouldn't sleep with the blanket of the balabayis, bring his own blanket, also again, because he might see keri, and therefore, it'll be a genai for him. Zokti gemara vayta. So once we mentioned,
The talis the
Balabayas
uses by day.
The talis that he uses by day. What? So it's gassed by Beyoin. The Shalim to Lakari. So, yeah, okay. Because he didn't see it.
Because then he's
going
to put on the
baguette. Right, put on the baguette and I'll be on it. Always may he'll see it. So, right, says it's gassed by Beyoin. Yeah, you're right. So, tomorrow, right? Rav. Kimikla ledarshish. What's the hemshech to Gemara? So yeah, so show what the hemshech is. But cover the hemshech is because we see that someone has to be careful on the road for carries. You see what these tzaddikim did to combat that. Rav kimikla ledarshish. We used to go to the city of Darshish, which is a city in Iraq. Makris man havel yoyma. Who wants to be my wife while I'm here? I'm here for a few days. Who wants to be my wife temporarily while I'm here? Rav Nachman kad mikla shanchetiv. Machiv avayim. What should you say? Who wants to be my wife while I'm here? Freiti Gemara. But Tanya, let's be Yaakov Emre. Leisa adam isha medina zu. A person should not marry a wife in this medina, in this town. V'yalech v'yis isha medina cheres. And go marry a wife in a different city. Why? Because in those days the communication was very shvach, wasn't so good. And Shema yizvenozel itzazem. Maybe you can have a child in one province, and then have a child in another province, and then one day they're going to meet each other and marry each other and be a brother and a sister. So malikolam kulam mamzerims, and everyone will be mamzerims. Then emma malarat zima. So you shouldn't do that. You first should not go around marrying people in different cities and leaving the city because that will cause a ribui of mamzerim. So after the Gemara, Amri Rabbanon kala isluhu. These Rabbanon, Rav and Rav Nachman, are very, very famous, and they have a curl. If they have a child, everyone know this is a child of Rav, a child of Rav Nachman, and there's no chash of Amzeris. So we took care of that problem. If someone asks someone to marry him, and she agrees, she has to sit shivanakiyim, which means, because we're worried about dam chimud, we're worried that from the chimud of getting engaged, she's in a sea dam. And therefore, she has to have Shiva Nekiyim after Tavu Lidasai. So here, Hakim, when he comes to town and marries someone for a few days, she's also for 7 days. So my answer is, Rabbanon, do you have a Madu Luhu? They used to be Medea, the person before they came. Before they came to the town, they already said to Shliach, who wants to be Rav's wife? And if they agreed, so it was already 7 days before, and they finished Shiva Nekiyim at the time Rav or Rav Nachman showed up. Vibayisev no Teretz is Yichudi have miyachad lehu. They only taka had yichud because they taka neither. And what's the mile of that? Vishain doima mishash le pas v'sale mishain le pas v'sale. It's much better if someone knows that after 7 days they'll be mutter to someone who doesn't have a wife at all. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi says ve'in is kalkin lehem el shanosi isha im isava kmishain le isha is ma'aseh married. So there's a problem. What? So the problem with this is that the Gemara says in Masechtas Ksuvos that if a bachur marries an isha and they never bar leha yet, then if she's a nida, they're also even for yichud. Yichud is only mutter after the first bia, but before that, there's an issa yichud. So Tosfos asks his kasha, and Tosfos answers that's dafka someone was a bachur who never was married. If someone was married before, there's no problem of yichud, even though with this isha they never had bia still. There's no problem of this Yitzray Taikva if they're married. That's Taisa's Teretz Rashi. But Taisa has another Pshat in our Gemara. Huh? Good? Taisa has another Pshat in our Gemara. Different Pshat, whole different Pshat. But first, what Rashi's Pshat, what you do gain is that they didn't have any children either. So the Kashafor of Mamzeris, we had to answer that Shemam Aleihem, that they were famous. You don't have to answer that over here because they never had children, because only Yichud. But that's Rashi's Pshat, that there was only for Yichud. And the problem of yichud with someone that they weren't married yet, that's not a problem because if someone was married before, so now once they're married, there's no issa yichud.
Unless you say yichud, because they're only getting married for yichud.
Right, so that's not Rashi's pshat. Right. So the Tosfos says different pshat. Tosfos says that they man have liyoma, loy amri man have liyoma libal. The whole way they were marrying is only yichud bahad, only to be yichud. Because the whole plan was only for yichud, and therefore there was no problem of dam chimed, and therefore there was no problem of yichud either at the end of the day because you're a mutter. But since they only said it's for yichud, therefore there was no chimed, and therefore that's different pshat. Taisus likes Rashi's pshat, and he answers this teretz of Bachar or Almon. That's his teretz. Bak upon him, that's a two pshatim in this Gemara. So the Mishnah Vayta, Masru Ziknei Bezdin Ziknei Kuna. Those Ziknei Bezdin who told him to read the parasha of Achrei Mois, they gave him over to the Ziknei Kuna now, to the elders of Kuna, who are going to teach him how to do Chafina. Chafina was a very hard Avoida that was, more later on, Daphim Zion will explain why it's such a hard Avoida, but that's where they put the Keteris, the Kohen Gadol put the Keteris in his hand, and gather a certain amount of Keteris, then put it into the Machta, and bring fire in, the whole job of Keteris, you have to teach him how to do it. So they brought him to Elul Beis Avtinus, they brought him to Beis Avtinus to teach him the Chafina. Beis Avtinus was a place where they made the Keteris. But Lamaisa, they had another thing they had to do. Beshviu, they made him swear that he's not going to do the Keteris like the Tzedukim do the Keteris. The Tzedukim do the Keteris is, they first lit the Keteris, and they came into the Keteris Kedoshim after it was lit, because they learned, Ki ba'onon eroya la Keteris means, they have to come into the Keteris with a cloud. But Lemaisa, that was not the rear pshat in the Pesukim, and Avada meant you had to do the Keteris in the Keteris Kedoshim. And therefore, since the Tzedukim were around, they had to make him swear he's not going to do it like a Tzeduki. Vishbu'u v'niftaru v'holkulam. They made him swear and they left. But Amrullah, this they told him. Isha Kohen Gadol, Master of Kohen Gadol, Ono Shluchei Bezdin, we are Shluchei of Bezdin, Va'ata Shlucheinu v'Shliach Bezdin. You are our Shliach and the Shliach of Bezdin. Mashbim Onu Alecho, we're making you swear, V'mi Sheshichein Shmoi Bebeiz Ba'ez Zezeh, V'min HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Shechina rest in this house, Shlei Tashane Dovo Mekom HaShemayah Lach. You're not going to change anything we told you. And after this exchange, who parish abayche? He leaves and cries. Behem parish abaychem. They left and cried because they were chosh v'ksherim, like we see the Gemara later on Daf Yud Tesam Beis. And Ad Kan, they taught him how to do chafina. Now, what about now to the night of Yom Kippur? The night of Yom Kippur, they want to keep him awake the whole day. So im hayah chacham, if he was a talmud chacham, a knowledgeable person in Torah, Dairish, he darshan and ever listened to the shir. If not, if he was not a big time chacham himself, but he was a big enough chacham to understand learning, so he said darshan in front of him in learning. If he knew how to read mikra, he knew how to lane, he knew Tanakh, kaira. He read Tanakh the whole night. If not, kaira lefonov. They used to read in front of him Tanakh. Well, ma kaira lefonov. Ve'iyov, in the Sefer of Iyov, over Ezra, over Divrei Hayamim. And why these three? Rashi learns these things are mamshech haslev, they're very interesting, and they won't fall asleep. That's Rashi's pshat. The Rishash learns the opposite. These are very hard to learn. The kushei havana, they're very hard to learn, and therefore they have to work on them, and that's what keep them awake, because they'll be working on these sfarim of Tanakh. Zchari ben Kavutlo, imer pa'om harbi kriz in front of Daniel. I, a lot of times myself, read in front of them the Sefer Daniel. Daniel is also interesting, and it's hard. So he said, I myself read also Daniel, so besides the Iyav, as the Rayyam, we also have the Sefer of Daniel.